From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for May the 28th, 2014. I'm Philip Grant. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that the end of the Federal Energy Management Agency's buyout process approaching for a handful of Greene County homeowners still dealing with the aftermath of Tropical Storm Irene. The Greene County Legislature last week awarded a $50,000 demolition contract to Dan's Hauling and Demo of East Greenbush. The firm will handle the demolition of structures on six flood-prone properties in Catskill and Cairo. FEMA's buyout program reimburses homeowners the pre-flood value of properties in flood zones, then returns the lots to a forever wild state under municipal ownership. The Greene County Soil and Water Conservation District has been guiding Greene County property owners through the process. Under the program, the town and the county are responsible for demolishing any standing structures on the buyout properties within 90 days of closing. The parcels can be left vacant or turned into parks with low-impact structures like benches or open gazebo. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Amelia Teelsdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that 5 months since being notified, Chatham residents still know very little about the plans for a new gas pipeline through the northern part of town. At a recent town board meeting, member Bob Balcom asked Supervisor Jesse DeGroat if any updates on the project were available. DeGroat said he has not heard from the company since the January letter, but did say the Tennessee Gas Pipeline Company has, and I quote, nothing to say yet except that they are working through their permits, end quote. In January, board members received letters from Tennessee Gas, a Kendrick Morgan company, about the project. The January 9th letter said the company would be contacting landowners in the coming weeks and would hold outreach meeting. No company outreach has been reported to date. Tennessee Gas already operates a gas pipeline through parts of Columbia County and a compressor station on State Route 66 at the north end of Chatham near the Rensselaer County line. That's a story that you'll find in today's Columbia paper. Finally, Joe Gentile is reporting in the Register Star. After nearly a month, results from 875 Columbia County locations have been received to the broadband accessibility survey being conducted by Columbia County Board of Supervisors in partnership with U.S. Representative Chris Gibson. Ken Flood, Columbia County's Planning and Economic Development Commissioner, briefed the board's Economic Development Committee on Tuesday, May the 27th. More than a third of those surveyed came from home-based businesses with fewer than 50 commercial responses. Users reported accessing the internet for a variety of tasks, from school assignments to self-employment and entertainment purposes. The majority of those responding reported having dial-up service. Survey participants have until May 31st to complete that survey at ColumbiaCountyNewYork.com. You can read that full story in the Register Star. As for the weather, the National Weather Service is forecasting scattered showers for the day, mainly before 4 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 62 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. On Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 45. The forecast for the next 3 days: on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 69. Thursday night, a chance of showers after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 47. On Friday, a chance of showers again, partly sunny with a high near 74. Friday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 53, and for Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 49. Sunrise today was at 5:23 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:22 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 59 minutes. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, May the 28th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.